is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're a unique online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com. Only we spell that uniquely. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, we are remembering maybe one of the most, intense, tragic, brave, courageous days of all time. It's that day that we refer to as D-Day. It was 81 years ago today that thousands of ships, thousands of aircraft, 100 plus thousand individuals crossed the English Channel. And the Stars and Stripes newspaper said it's best with its one word headline, invasion. The Allied forces made up of the United States forces, UK forces, Canadian forces, and some French forces came across and made their way into Normandy, France. There was hundreds of people killed that day, thousands of people injured. But it's a day that we really should never forget. It's an important day. It always reminds me of this one passage of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all you do be done in love. Now, when you hear those words, the first half of that makes sense. Watch, stand fast, be brave, be strong, stand firm in the faith. All of those things, we can understand how those were evident on D-Day. But it's that second part, let all that you do be done in love. That may be a little more challenging for us, but I think the words of Captain John Burkhalter from the 1st Infantry Division, he was there, one of the few chaplains on the beach in Normandy, and he said it this way, nobody can love God better than when he is looking death square in the face and talks to God and sees God come to the rescue. As I look back through the hectic days just gone by to that horrific beach, I agree with the words of Ernie Pyle. It was a pure miracle that we ever took the beach at all. Yes, there were lots of miracles on the beach that day. God was with me on D-Day. I know because I was talking to him. Again, Captain John Burkhalter, 1st Infantry Division, who was there at Normandy. We remember that day. We remember the bravery. We remember what could have been an incredible failure. In fact, General Eisenhower, who was the commanding officer at that time, actually had a press release ready if they had failed because they just didn't know. But maybe one of the other important things that took place that day is what took place here in the United States. And it was an event that occurred on the airwaves, on radio, 81 years ago tonight. The president, President Franklin Roosevelt, did something unprecedented, took to the airwaves not to give a progress report, because the truth is, no one had any idea what the progress was. News was definitely not communicated as quickly as it is today. They really didn't know what the results were fully. He didn't come on the airwaves with some kind of political agenda. This wasn't a propaganda thing. Franklin Roosevelt came on the radio for one purpose, to pray with and for this nation. He said very little beforehand, just to say that the invasion has begun, but his prayer was really eloquent, pretty deep, and you could find it online. If you look for Franklin Roosevelt's D-Day prayer, I have a couple of excerpts that I'd like to share with you. Franklin Roosevelt, first, he prayed for those men in the battle. His words, they fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of the battle, for their return to their heaven of home. Deep thoughts. He also recognized that many of them would not return. So in his prayer, he said, some will never return. Embrace these, Father. Receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And of course, maybe the most poignant, he prayed for those at home. because D-Day was not just a matter of individuals going to fight. There were families left behind. There were husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, sons, and daughters. Franklin's prayer on that day. And for us at home, fathers, mothers, children, wives, sisters, brothers of the brave, those thoughts whose thoughts and prayers are ever with them, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in Thee at this hour of great sacrifice. Love those words. He prayed that as a nation, we would allow this time, this difficult time, this D-Day, to be reminded of those that are serving, those that were lost. But most importantly, I love that we would rededicate ourselves in renewed faith to You, God. That's what he saw D-Day as maybe one of the biggest things. And he asked the nation to continue to pray. And then he closed the prayer with, Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen. Just some incredible words from Franklin Roosevelt. And another verse, and we'll get to our prayer request list in a moment, but I just wanted to share one more verse of Scripture because I thought this was so important. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Follow me. That was the words of so many commanders on that day as those little boats came across the English Channel. The doors swung open, bullets flying at the men, and leaders saying, Follow me. And it took a great deal of courage to step out into the unknown. But I also recognize for us in this community of faith, followers of Jesus, we could do no less. We also need to be reminded on D-Day of the courage of so many. And following after a leader is what it was all about that day, just as we follow the words of Jesus. If anyone wants to come after me, or if anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself. And how many individuals on that day just denied their fears, denied themselves, stepped into that beach, and then they take up their cross. Again, the words from Chaplain Burkhalter. A lot of miracles on that day. A lot of miracles happened. He says God was on the beach at D-Day because he was talking to him. What an incredible moment. What an incredible thought. And we pray for those, even today, there are still families that are remembering loved ones that were lost that day. There are today in France celebrations for the people and for the sacrifice. There are statues being placed, even today, in Normandy, France, for those that were a part of that. And we pray for us to never forget the sacrifice, the bravery, the courage that was made. And we continue to pray because we still have soldiers who would do no less today. And we continue to pray for our military.